This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tony Cox. You can see people carrying Christmas trees home every day now as the big holiday draws nearer. But if you haven't bought your tree yet, you still have the job of finding the right lot, the right tree, the right price, and, well, that is a job. The National Christmas Tree Association says more than 30 million trees are sold nationwide. Prices and tree variations cover a pretty wide range from a few bucks to well over hundreds of dollars, depending on the size and type of tree. Did you know there are 11 types of Christmas trees? Bet you didn't. So I'm here to help. I went to Tina's tree lot in Sherman Oaks, California, where she and husband Steve have been in business for more than 30 years. So get ready for a lesson in buying a Christmas tree. Hi, Tina.
Hi, how
are
you?
I'm Tony, Tony Cox.
Hi, Tony.
Marketplace Money, nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Thank you for letting us come out to
your, pleasure.
To your lot. How's business?
Business is great. We've had a very busy year.
Really? More so than in, like, last year or the year before?
Yes. Actually, we've been very busy. We had an early Thanksgiving, so it started right away. And usually we thought it'd be slow the first week, but it hit right away. People are buying earlier and earlier.
What are they buying?
They're buying all different sizes. We noticed a few years ago that people during the recession were buying a little bit smaller tree. But
like how small?
Well, I mean, maybe if they bought a 9-footer, they'd be buying now a 7-8.
Can you show us some of the stuff you've got?
Sure.
All right, now, I did not know that there are like 11 different types of Christmas trees. So which one is the most popular?
Well, the most popular is the noble fir, which is right here.
The one in front of us?
Yes.
This is a noble fir?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
They have a good look. Actually, people like all different looks. And this year, we actually started carrying the silver tip again, which I have one left out of my order. Only one.
A silver tip.
And let me show you what that looks
like. Okay, I'm
right
behind you.
Because that is a very spacey, open tree.
Oh, that tall, that really tall one over there?
Yes, yes. The silver tip is a much more expensive tree because it's a very high elevation tree, and it takes a really long time to grow.
So a tree like that would cost what?
This silver tip is $220.
Oh, my.
These are the Doug Firs, Douglas fir tree.
Douglas firs.
And a Douglas fir tree is a less expensive tree.
So this is a 6-foot Douglas fir, and this one is $42. Now, this is the kind of tree that most people have, isn't it?
It's, well, we sell more nobles, really, but that's a very common tree.
Very common. Okay,
yes,
there you
very
go.
Very common.
What do people want when they come in? What do they say generally when they walk in?
First thing the person maybe would say is the height they want and the type of tree. Some people do ask which is your least expensive tree, but generally speaking, people know what they want.
Really? Now, the prices on Christmas trees can range from what to what?
There is a huge variety in price, depending on the size, of course. A 6-foot sign of an average size tree.
Right.
You know, of course, we have tabletops that are $24, $28, but...
Now, explain this to me, because I'm looking at art. This is a
Douglas
fir, 6-foot, $42.
Mm-hmm.
Right here is a, looks like a 4-foot for $50, but it's a noble fir.
Okay, so here's the deal.
Okay.
A Douglas fir is a faster growing and easier, takes less maintenance in the farm and is less expensive to buy. A noble fir, the trimming and shearing of a noble fir is more like a hand process. They cut each branch as they style it.
All right, so tell me a little bit about the tree selling business. How many trees do you buy every year? Or is that a trade secret?
No, it's not a trade secret. Just say it's a few thousand.
All right. Now, the goal is to sell what percentage of the, obviously you want to sell them all, but what realistic percentage do you get in terms of the numbers of trees in your inventory that you sell? Do you get rid of half of them, 75% of them? You sell them all out or what?
Well, the goal, of course, is to sell them out.
Obviously.
Now, actually, I just ordered additional trees because we are having a very good year.
And what happens to the trees that are not sold? This is the 26th of December now.
Chances are we'll have some not sold. Okay. There have been years where we haven't had any, but in that case, we take them to the recycling center and they become mulch. Although many times I've had people say, can we plant them? But no, that doesn't work.
All right, Tina, thank you. We're going to go talk to a couple of your customers,
you can
I
talk
think.
To Michael.
I'm Michael.
And I'm Tony.
Hi, Tony. How are you?
How you doing?
I really look like I'm buying a tree, don't I?
You are dressed in a shirt and tie. Michael and what's your wife's name?
Colleen.
Colleen. Reagan.
Reagan.
Yes.
Reagan.
You come here every year to buy trees, do you?
We've been coming to Tina's for, 15 years.
So why do you come here?
Well, you know, it's almost like family.
A family affair.
Yeah.
So you bought your tree today?
We're buying one at a time.
Okay, so which one? Did you pick it out already?
Yes, we just got a small one because we put up three, so we got our small one for our living room.
Okay.
And what people should do when they come here, understand these guys are working their tails off, so it's always nice to give them a little something. You're buying the tree, you know, trickle down, actually give them something when you leave the room.
So now, the cost isn't really an issue for you.
Yeah, the cost is to an extent. I mean, the size tree you're going to buy. But the cost with Tina, it's reasonable.
She has a silver tip over there that's $220.
Yeah, well, that's nice. There's somebody who'll buy that.
Thank you.
And no, you're not hearing things. We really did run into conservative commentator Michael Reagan, President Ronald Reagan's son, and his wife, Colleen, at Tina's Trees in Sherman Oaks, California. Really?